The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I want to talk with you about one of my favorite musicians.
So many times I've questioned the certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times and trials.
As many of you know, this has been a tough year for me health-wise. I've had a couple of surgeries, unexpected. This song, Through the Fire, I want you to listen to the lyrics.
Church that I have never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. No, no. That's when I look at all the victories and the power of God starts rising up in me. And it's through the
fire. Lyrics to this beautiful song, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember, when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in, just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he will take you through the fire again. The man who sings this song so brilliantly is on our guest line this morning, Mr. Jason Crabb. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. You doing okay?
I am. I'm doing fine now, Jason. But I had some tough times this year. And I got to tell you, first off, let me tell you this. I saw you and your family perform Through the Fire when you guys were making your video of that at the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir back when, I think that was probably mid-2000 or so, 2004, 2005, somewhere in that range. My family and I, we were in New York City. My niece said, let's go over to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. We had no idea you guys were going to be there. You were there, and I got to tell you, I've been a big fan of your singing, your brothers and your sisters, ever since then.
Oh, man, thank you so very much. And, buddy, I'm sorry about the health situation. Sounds like you're doing pretty good right now, but I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot... This has been a tough last couple of years, hasn't it?
It has been for sure, and as I lay in bed, Jason, and I was out of work for about 4 weeks, and I was just struggling. And I got to tell you, I watched the video on YouTube of Through the Fire over and over and over. Your number should be pretty good for August on YouTube, because I kept watching Through the Fire, and the message just struck my heart, because, you know, truly, the Lord does come to us. He does help us through the fire, and that song is just very special. Of course, I know you guys, you've had so many hits since that. It has to be special to know that your music touches people like me, Jason.
Well, you pray that your songs reach people and touch people, encourage them. You know, that's the thing about this music that we get to present, you know, is when you got a message like this and you get to share the good news, it makes all the difference. You know, when you telling them help will always come in time, and hang on, strength is coming to you.
Yeah.
You know, we've won. Jesus is alive. We've won. And so when you have a message like that, it feels good to present it. You know, it's a little different than all the other messages out there in the world. Of course, you know.
Sure.
I know that there's a lot of other things that people listen to, but I'm telling you, when you're flat on your back and you need an answer, buddy, there's nothing in the world like Christian music.
That is for sure. And since I Saw first was introduced to you guys so many years ago, you've had an amazing solo career as well. You've won 2 Grammys, 22 Dove Awards, Gospel Music Association Male Vocalist of the Year. How does a young man from Beaver Dam, Kentucky, end up performing at Billy Graham's Final Crusade in New York, not to mention Carnegie Hall, the Grand Ole Opry? Talk with us about your path.
Man, it's just been amazing. It's been a roller coaster. It's been fun. There's, you know, it's, I wish I could tell you everything was a highlight. but, man, when we first started out, you know, in the solo career, I'll never forget. First date, I leased a bus. I had a band. I was out on the road. You know, I got all these people hired to go with me and play and sing. And first date that I was out, I had 15 people in the audience. And I thought, boy, I'm going to tell you what, this is going to be hard to pay this bus payment with that.
Oh, wow. And, yes.
But, you know, the next night was was better, and the next. And you just keep growing and you keep pushing. You keep, you know, asking God for help, and he did. I mean, yep. he really did, and he gave us the right things to do. He put me with the right people, and I'm just so very thankful for that as well. You know, I really am. I really yep. am. But, you know, I give all of that to people around me. I credit them because, you know, I know I couldn't do this on my own. I know that, and in anything that I've ever been a part of that's been a victory, for sure, Jesus gets all the credit.
Sure.
And then the rest of it goes to everybody else around me.
Right, exactly.
I'm just thankful to the good Lord that I would be able to do anything. You know what yep. I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so undeserving of any of it, so.
Aren't we all? That is for sure. On our guest line this morning, Jason Crabb. You can see Jason this Saturday, September the 25th, at the Stable Life Worship Center located in Inman, here in the upstate of South Carolina. And you can see other dates on his website. Go to jasoncrabb.com, jasoncrabb.com, and check out. You keep a pretty busy schedule. I was amazed at how many dates you have on your calendar there.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it, God's been faithful and good to us. You know, when the pandemic hit, let me tell you, when the pandemic hit, it was crazy. Every date that we had canceled. I'm talking about every one of them. And I thought, God, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And then something happened. We came up with an idea, a friend of mine, he's a comedian, and he said, you know what? He said, people are trying to reopen. He said, why don't we just not put any pressure on them? We don't take the band. We don't take the bus, you know, all the buses and stuff like that at first. And we just go out there and help them reopen their churches, reopen their theaters, and just go out there and do that and yeah. help these kids and children, stuff like that. So that's pretty much what we did. We went out there and said, hey, we're coming, and I took my guitar and got in my truck and just hit the road. And man, we did 175 dates from September to September.
Wow.
And during the pandemic.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, now you and your brothers and sisters, you guys did some of these dates together last year, right?
Last year we started in January. We did January, February, and we ended in March, and that's when everything closed.
Right.
As soon as the Crabb Family Tour ended, the whole thing shut down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, your entire family, you're all just talented musicians, and it must be amazing to perform with your brothers and sisters. At what age, Jason, did you realize you had this wonderful gift from God?
Oh, I don't know if it's one. I guess if there's anything good with it, it is God. I will say that. But, you know, I always knew that something was different. You know, I just didn't fit in to some of the things that, you know, I guess a lot of people thought that they were supposed to. And, you know, I tried, you know, but it just didn't work. And I'll never forget, I was listening and to a song called, Had It Not Been by the Gaither Vocal Band. And, man, I'm going to tell you what, something hit me. And I was like, man, I want to sing like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, I used to sing Russ Tapp stuff as well and love singing. I've always been around music. My dad was, you know, pretty much a pastor all my life. It's kind of like I grew up in the middle of it, you know. It's one of those things you... And I never envisioned, like, hey, I'm going to be a gospel singer. I've always envisioned it like this. We're called to do this. This is what God has called us to do. And so that's where I feel, you know, that it all started. It's just more of a ministry calling for me, and then all of the other things are just added blessings.
Sure. Well, Jason, I got to tell you, my friend, you have been a true blessing to me. Thank you for your music, and thank you for what you do, and I hope to be able to meet you in person someday. Just keep fighting the good fight, my friend, and know that there's you got a lot of people out there praying for you, and just love your music, and thank you again.
Hey, everybody, come on out to South Carolina. We're going to have a fantastic time. We got a brand new record that we just put out, and things are going great. So please come out and be with us. It's going to be a great time. Love you, my friend. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Jason Crabb, you can see him at the Stable Life Worship Center in Inman this Saturday. Go to jasoncrabb.com, jasoncrabb.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.